So, devotees, this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 15. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we're going to begin reading from verse 42. Nityanande Agya Dila Yaha Goda Deshe Anagala Prema Bhakti Kariha Prakashe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, go to Bengal and without restriction manifest devotional service to the Lord Krishna consciousness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus ordered Nityananda Prabhu to deliver all the Bengalis to devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.32, the Lord says, Mamipatha vyapashritya yepisyu papayonaya striyo vaishas tata shudras tepiyanti paramgatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishas, merchants, and sudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. Whoever takes to Krishna consciousness and follows the regulative principles can return home back to Godhead. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, there is a class of so-called devotees called Prakrita Sahajiyas who think that Nityananda Prabhu is an ordinary human being. They have spread the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to return to Bengal from Orissa just to marry and beget children. This is certainly a great offense against Nityananda Prabhu. Such an offense is called Pashanda Buddhi, or an atheistic remark. Offenders consider Nityananda Prabhu to be like one of them, an ordinary human being. They do not know of Nityananda Prabhu's identity with the Vishnu Tattva. Thinking Nityananda Prabhu to be an ordinary human being is the basis of mental speculators known as Kunapatma Vadis. These people accept the material body, which is a bag of three material elements, kunape, tri, datu, ke, as themselves. They think that Nityananda Prabhu's body was similarly material and that it was meant for sense gratification. Whoever thinks in this way is a candidate for the darkest regions of hell. Those who hanker after women and money, who are self-interested and have the mentality of merchants, can certainly discover many things with their fertile brains and speak against the authorized revealed scriptures. They also engage in some money-making businesses to cheat innocent people, and they try to support their business programs by making such offensive statements. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu, being the expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the most munificent incarnation. No one should consider him an ordinary human being or an entity like the Prajapatis who were ordered by Brahma to increase generations. Nityananda Prabhu should not be considered instrumental for sense gratification. Although professional so-called preachers support this idea, such statements are not found in any authorized revealed scriptures. Actually, there is no support for these statements made by Sahajiyas or other professional distributors of Krishna Bhakti. Wow, that's pretty powerful. So let's just read that again and we'll say a few words. Nityanande Agyadila Yaha Godadeshe Anargala Prema Bhakti Kariha Prakashe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, go to Bengal and without restriction manifest devotional service to the Lord, Krishna consciousness. Yes, so sure. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastya Deshtarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha. Paditanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So let us just say a few words about this. You know, it's actually very clear by the very graphic description of Srila Prabhupada. But let's just say a few words and then we'll probably, I assume, we'll have time to carry on further through the chapter. Yes, so the point here, the point that Prabhupada is emphasizing is that, well, in effect, the point is that one has to be very careful of offense, because offense can have drastic results. Really very drastic results. And, well, send one, as Prabhupada says here, that whoever thinks in this way about Lord Nityananda, that he had a material body and his business was just through physical means increasing the population, whoever thinks in this way is a candidate for the darkest regions of hell. Oh, Krishna. Any region of hell is bad enough. But the darkest regions, the worst parts where the worst sufferings are just inflicted practically endlessly on the conditioned souls, that's very bad. That's very bad. So the offense is to think, at least in very simple terms, to think that Lord Nityananda's body is material, whereas it's purely spiritual, and to think that his business is simply to reproduce, whereas actually his business is to save the world, and more than the world, but to save generations, practically to save the whole universe. That's really terrible offense. It's a very terrible offense. It reminds us of something we read just recently in Bhagavad Gita. It's an extremely famous verse. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 11. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanam asritam Parambhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. So in the purport here by Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas also, they make the point, they emphasize the point that to disrespect the essence of this problem here from this verse, chapter 9, verse 11, Bhagavad Gita, the essence is that to think that the body of the Lord is another material body, just like we have our material bodies, to think like that is such a serious offense. It has very profound and profoundly bad implications for the future of the people who think like that. Mudhar, of course, means full, but it's not just as simple as being foolish and getting some things wrong, and therefore you make a bit of a mess of your situation. To think of the body of the Lord, any form of the Lord, is just another material body, is such a serious offense. It actually has, you could say, practically, well, actually, cataclysmic effects. Cataclysm is just, wow, it's not even a disaster. You know, it's like the whole city falls into the ocean, or some total, completely, more or less unbelievable disaster. But to think like this about the Lord and the body of the Lord, according to these verses here from Bhagavad Gita, it has such drastic effects. Such drastic effects, which have implications and cause results, terrible results, which go on for many lifetimes, even just beyond many lifetimes, practically eternally. Not actually, but for so long that you can't really calculate the length of time. To disrespect the body of the Lord is so bad. So in Bhagavad Gita, the next verse, chapter 9, verse 12 says, Mogasha moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa, rakshasim asurim chaiva, prakritim mohinim shrita. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. So yes, so the explanation is, and Krishna states it here, that on the basis of having that state of mind, the manifestation of it, it doesn't just end with that. It doesn't just end with that we think, oh, well, made a mistake, or, you know, they think the body of the Lord is something which it isn't, and that's a mistake. It doesn't end with that. It has far-reaching, to have that sort of consciousness has far-reaching effects in the life of the person who thinks like that. And as stated here, those who are thus bewildered, those who think like that, the effect of it expands out. Those who are thinking the Lord has ordinary material body, the effects of that expand out. So as Krishna says here, as a natural consequence of thinking like that, they find they are attracted by other types of attitudes and understandings of life. They become attracted by demonic and atheistic views. The words are rakshasim, and rakshasa basically means cannibal, and asurim, well, is atheistic, but rakshasa means very violent, very lusty, and just overwhelmed and dominated. Their lives are just dominated by those types of attitudes. And Krishna continues, therefore, as a result, in that condition, if they had any hope or desire for liberation, it's finished. If they had any hope for making just simple material progress to get more money and material facility and enjoy like that on the material level, holding those views about the body of the Lord has the effect that any attempts they make at fruit of activity, they're all just, well, the way Prabhupada translates it, defeated. Try your best, you're going to be a loser. Whatever you try. And their culture of knowledge. Any attempt they make to cultivate any type of knowledge. What to speak of spiritual knowledge, but even material knowledge. They're all defeated just on the basis of this understanding or misunderstanding, misconception of what is the body of the Lord. It's a very deep thing. It's not a simple thing. And therefore we find in modern day society that all these atheists and these big intellectuals who don't accept, particularly they don't accept Krishna consciousness. Some of them are Christian, which is, you know, is something, definitely something. But then, even though there are some grounds for having some connection with Krishna consciousness on the basis of accepting God, but because their consciousness is so polluted by all these other things and by their negative attitude towards Krishna, specifically his body and just anything to do with him, therefore they're also attracted. They also become attracted to demonic and atheistic views, and their attempts become defeated. Their attempts become defeated at whatever they do. Yes. So, therefore, this point about the attitude a person has or the understanding about who is Krishna, what is Krishna, and what is the body of Krishna. Yes. What is the body of Krishna? These attitudes have extremely far-reaching effects. So just amongst the ordinary people, because there's the fundamental, foundational problem of their attitudes towards Krishna, therefore we find those who are, they're attracted to meat eating. Those who are attracted to meat eating are almost invariably, at least extremely often, attracted to intoxication. and they're also attracted to illicit sex life. And they're also attracted to gambling, and if not literally gambling in the sense of going to some casino, but gambling in the sense of wild mental speculations and yes, all sorts of weird ideas. And this is connected with gambling, mental speculation. It's sort of a subset, a subordinate part of gambling. Not the main thing, but it's there. It's there. And then, on top of that, another thing. They're so attracted to getting money by any means. It's amazing. They're so attracted to getting money. And we know from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how when Maharaj Parikshit confronted and chastised Kali so heavily and was practically just about to kill him, no problem at all. But Kali appealed to Maharaj Parikshit that I am actually one of your dependents. I am one of the citizens also. And you are the king, you have to protect me too. Of course, Maharaj Parikshit could have said that you are not really a resident of my kingdom. You are someone else, because Kali is, you could say, a resident of the universe. Kali is influencing all the planetary systems. So it's not really accurate to say he's just one of the prajas, one of the residents, the citizens of the kingdom. He's far beyond just that. But still Maharaj Parikshit accepted it and allowed him to live. And at the time, Kali resided in places of intoxication, illicit sex life, meat-eating, gambling. And Kali said to Maharaj Parikshit, you have to give me a place to live. And I can only live in places like that, or mainly live. But there were no places like that. But, as we hear, one man was thinking of hoarding gold. And so Maharaj Parikshit told him, all right, you can go and live in him, in his mind. Because hoarding gold, after the four regulative principles, hoarding gold is at least, if not the next, but one of the next sinful activities. So it's rampant. It's rampant. You know, there's so many people, well, not so many, but there's definitely quite a number of people now who've got so much money that in terms of even living like a king, you know, in a palace and having a number of expensive motor cars and all this sort of thing, you could never spend the money that they have at all. You know, more than $100 billion. It's Kali Yuga. And they have this obsession because Kali is in their minds like that. Aha. So this is the situation, and therefore, anyway, the bottom line, our point here is that to and Prabhupada's point is that to think that the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, any form of the Lord, is just material, and therefore their purposes in life are just material in one way or another. This is so extremely offensive, fantastically offensive, that, as Prabhupada says, that to think that that Lord Nityananda, as he's being ordered now by Lord Chaitanya, you go back to Bengal, because when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Lord Nityananda was with him. Lord Nityananda went with him from Navadvip to Katwa and was present in the sannyas ceremony and then returned back to the sort of Navadvip vicinity with Lord Nityananda immediately after, and then went to Puri and then lived with him in Puri for some time, for some years. But then Lord Chaitanya, as he's doing now, ordered him to go back to spread the Sankirtan movement and save humanity. But those who think that Lord Chaitanya ordered Nityananda Prabhu to return to Bengal from Orissa just to marry and beget children, this is certainly a great offense against Nityananda Prabhu. And as Prabhupada says, whoever thinks in this way is a candidate for the darkest regions of hell, where the suffering is practically unimaginable by our standards. So, yeah. Actually, Lord Nityananda, as an expansion of Lord Chaitanya, is the most munificent incarnation. Though it's said those who Lord Ram, that demon who Lord Ram would kill, Lord Krishna might spare his life. And that demon which Lord Krishna might kill, Lord Chaitanya might spare his life. But that demon who Lord Chaitanya would kill, like Jagai and Madai, he was just about, they were just about to lose their lives within seconds by Lord Chaitanya's hand directly. But that demon, Lord Nityananda, would not only spare their life, but he would give them Krishna Prema and make them into the greatest devotees. And as they say, I think it is at Lochan Das or Govinda Das, Tar Sakshi Jagai Madhai. The evidence is Jagai and Madhai. So what a person, Lord Nityananda. What a glorious, glorious and most merciful person. That's inconceivable. But to think of him in these terms, it's just beyond anything slightly reasonable. Let's carry on. Ramadasa Gadadhara Adikata Jane Tomara Sahaya Lagi Dilu Tamara Sane. Nityananda Prabhu was given assistance like Ramdas, Gadadhar Das, and several others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I give them to you to assist you. Madhye madhye ami toma nikata yaiba alakshite rahi toma nritya dekiba. I shall also go to see you at intervals. Keeping myself invisible, I shall watch you dance. Lord Chaitanya would visit Lord Nityananda when Lord Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, and he also preached in the very northern parts of what is now Orissa. An example of that an example of that would be, I suppose, is it? Wow. As an example of that, the deliverance of, yeah, an example of that would be the deliverance of Raghunath Das and the performance of Lord Nityananda's chipped rice festival. Lord Chaitanya came invisibly as a sannyasi. He came invisibly. Srivasa Pandite Prabhu Kari Alingana Kante Dare Kahitanre Madura Vachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Srivas Pandit and with his arms about his neck began to speak to him in sweet words. Tomare gare kirtane ami nitya nachib. Tumi deka pabe ara kehana dekiba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Srivas Thakura perform congregational chanting daily and be assured that I shall also dance in your presence. You will be able to see this dancing, but not others. E vastra matake diha, e sabha prasada, dandavat kari amara, shamaiha aparada. Take this prasadam of Lord Jagannath's and this cloth and deliver them to my mother, Sachi Devi. After offering her obeisances, please request her to excuse my offences. Tanraseva chadi ami kariyachi sannyasa dharma nahe kari ami nija dharma nasha. I have given up the service of my mother and have accepted the sannyas order. Actually, I should not have done this, for by so doing, I have destroyed my religious principles. Uh-huh. Well, okay. So the time is up, devotees. There's a whole discussion now from this point, from, what is it now, 48. We can start from 47. Yeah, we can start from 47 next Sunday. Lord Chaitanya is going to glorify Mother Sachi and say many things, actually, about his relationship with Mother Sachi. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.